Tennyson, her sometimes live-in helper, stood on the lawn with his head cocked regarding Donna and the part of the tree she'd failed to ram through the door.
"Looks like you need a hand."
"Yeah, I could probably use two or three hands." The sight of the young man relaxed her shoulders. The slender male may not have brawn on his side, but he was young. Instead of lending some muscle, as she expected, he strolled around the tree, examining it from all angles before offering his opinion.
"Why didn't you get the mesh bag that compresses the limbs?"
Right now, she could see the reason behind such advice, but since leaving home, her holiday history involved trees that came out of boxes, where the color-coded limbs helped determine assembly. Maria shouted out an answer from her from inside the house.
Donna didn't want to pay the extra $15 for the bagging process. Thank goodness we had Daniel's truck. We'd never have been able to strap it to the car.
Even though it was the truth, it made her sound like Ebenezer Scrooge begrudging the poor a few pennies for their holiday. It was far from that. The tree farm people had a racket going. The tree itself was $120. The white pine with the soft, lacy needles she had intended to get was another $40. Before she could come up with some comment about how it was highway robbery, another shopper snapped up the white pine, leaving her to wrestle with the stubborn spruce.